I feel like it's sat around 2 degrees for the past couple of hours.
My God, it's cold.
It is
cold.
Actually, last night was the coldest night we've had in 2 years.
Really?
I mean, it's not long. I know it's only been 2 years, but still, it was a cold, cold night. They reckon it was 1.9 degrees just after 6:30 this morning.
Oh my goodness.
It is that chill, isn't it? Like, this is that kind of like bed sock weather.
Bed socks?
I love bed socks.
Do you?
You can't really?
No.
Oh, I love a bed sock.
They're not very sexy.
You think?
I don't know.
Well, it's funny you say that because I've written a little song.
Is that right?
I've written a little song about winter.
Okay.
I don't think there's any more to say. Let's just play it.
All right.
Oh, Kimber, what are you doing here? And what's that look? Oh,
you know that look.
I know that look. I like that look.
Come with me, baby, I'll treat you right. The kids have gone to bed and it's nearly night. I've got something for you that's out of sight. I'll even turn on the lights.
Ooh, okay.
I have to say, while I'm almost sold, I don't want to get naked because it's really cold. Although it's you, baby, who I'd love to hold, I don't think I can be so bold.
Bed socks, bed socks, it's time for bed socks. Put them on your feet because they really turn me on. Bed socks, get your rocks off. It's time for us to get it on.
Oh, that's what that look was.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Right, okay, I get it. I'm into this now.
I hear you now, honey, I just didn't know. Putting on my bed socks, get you ready to go. I've got some seeds that I'm ready to sow. Vesuvius is ready to blow.
Bed socks, I'm hot for bed socks. Put them on your feet, put them on your coat. Bed socks, I'll blow your socks off. Put them on and get me off.
No, cut it. That's enough.
Oh. No, there's more.
No, there's not more.
There's more. It gets really good.
No, it doesn't have to get really good. This is live radio and there are kids listening, so we'll stop there.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber.
All right, settle in, because I'm going to take you back a ways.
Oh, I love this.
And I'm 36, and I reckon people around about my age are going to hear this and go, oh my God, yes, we did that. We wore those. Why? Absolute cringe. Yesterday I was hanging out with some mates and we were having a chat, and for some reason we were just going through some old songs that we used to love.
Mm-hmm.
And this song by a bloke by the name of Scooter called The Logical Song, which by the way is like a dance version.
Yes, exactly.
Of Supertramp,
yeah.
Right? 100%. Yeah. Now, I didn't know that at the time because 2001 when it came out, Year 11 Pete, all I knew was just this track.
Yeah!
And it was on things like Skits Mix, and I remember like just going to Sanity in Carousel, for example, or Attracts, and putting in my order for the next Skits Mix, which thinking back on it now, like there was a Skits Mix every month. It felt like it used to come out.
Was that
out.
Like a compilation album?
It was, okay. Yeah, like okay. Mixed skits.
I'm learning.
Like, that kind of music was okay if you went to the club, but you're not playing it in your living room, are you? Like,
yes,
you're not
you are.
In the their shower car. To it.
We were. Yeah. We were absolutely playing that in our living room.
When I was young.
But speaking of the club, Kimber, this is where it took a bit of a turn. We started talking about the things that we used to wear. Now,
to the club.
To the club.
Okay.
Right. So there were a couple of clubs that I used to frequent with my WOG mates. Okay. Metro's Fremantle was always the Friday night and the Saturday night.
And did you go full WOG? Like,
full
were you?
WOG. Oh, yeah. We were so full.
You're like, just in case you weren't sure that you were, you wanted to point out.
Like, all black. Like, right. You know, tight black Bonds t-shirts and black jeans.
Yes.
And
show
you
me
know,
where you buttoned your shirt to, though.
It went down to around about my navel.
Hello, hello.
My belly button, hello. Right? So there was that. There was the all black, you know, when the WOG boys were out. And this is when the WOG boy came out around about that time as well. So we were celebrating.
It was a proud time. Yeah.
Really was, right?
Yeah.
So we do that. But there were some other things that we used to wear as well. And I can't believe looking back on it, we actually used to wear this stuff and we were so proud of it. Things like getting our hair done frosted tips.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sometimes putting colours through it as well. Like, I had red at one point as well.
Of course you did.
Get my frosted tips of my red hair done every cat. Yeah. Snake skin shoes.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Now, I bought a pair of snake skin shoes. I saved up for these bad boys. I bought them in Melbourne because that was the cool thing as well. You didn't buy them here. You went to Melbourne because going to Melbourne was the cool thing.
The home of Wog Boy.
Right.
The home of fashion.
Yes. Cost me $400.
Really?
Yeah. Like handmade.
Someone picked those up at the Salvos for about $16.
Absolutely they did. And I'm sorry that they're falling apart now, but they got good wear out of them. The white belt, the jeans, the metrosexual look. That word is going to drop bombs on people listening to this right now. Metrosexual is such a huge thing. You weren't a bloke unless you were wearing either pink, coral, or salmon. One of those three colours.
Well, which is interesting when we think about where we are now with the kind of fluidity between genders. You started this. You were groundbreaking.
We really were.
You really were.
I hated the clubbing time for me because, like, all the girls around me, everyone dressed like Christmas ham. The hot thing for my time when we were clubbing were those, like, sort of handkerchief shirts.
Yeah.
It was like a hanky at the front and then strapping at the back.
I love those girls.
You saw like the Spice Girls and all those kind of chicks wearing them. That was like our look. If you didn't look like a Spice Girl at the club, you weren't in the zone, you know?
Yeah.
Like I had this like velvet sort of singlet top.
Oh, yeah,
like
now you're talking.
Crushed velvet top that I used to wear out. That was like my favourite going out top.
Well, I don't want to take up too much time because mine is so boring.
Go on.
You know, it was 1985, 86, 15, 16, 17, sort of just getting into clubs illegally. You know, a bit of a fake ID and jeans and a shirt. I mean, it was, and Adidas Roams. I was like McLovin. You know, as long as you had the fake ID, that was enough.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a little bit more tame. I get it. Hey, Mel in Wanneroo. What you got for us?
Yeah, the black PVC pants.
Oh,
and you had to literally like peel them off you after you'd been night clubbing because I was so sweating and gross.
Yeah, you really needed to have a shower when you got home, didn't you? There was no going home with anyone from the club in those days unless you were rinsing off.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Both before and after.
Bev, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate.
What were you wearing, Bev?
We used to, I remember it was buckle bags.
What's a buckle bag? Like a bum bag?
No, it was just like a bag with huge buckles on it.
Okay.
And the more like key rings you had hanging off it, you know, the cooler you were.
Now that rings bells. That does, I think that was my vintage.
You know, cool key rings, you know.
Yeah.
And you'd go off to the roller skating rink with your buckle bag and your speed skates and you were cool as.
Get out.
No.
Even just saying that, cool as, bro.
Cool as.
God, right now I'm trying to minimise my key ring. I'm sick of carrying them around.
Kathy and Mandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'd forgotten about this, but I'm excited to hear it. Hit us.
I can't believe I'm even saying this out loud. I used to go out wearing big baggy Wu-Tang jeans and a bright yellow Johnny Blaze jumper.
Yeah, man. You're speaking my language. Wu-Tang and FUBU.
Oh, so gangster.
So gangster.
See, this is the interesting thing because FUBU, F-U-B-U, it stood for us, by us. It was like a hip-hop apparel company that I thought was predominantly made for the black community.
African-American.
Yeah, it was like for us, by us, and here's you and Kathy.
Yeah, just
rocking up to the club.
Culturally appropriating things.
Absolutely.
Kathy, I still remember Kathy saving up all my cash because there was a that sort of store, there's a FUBU store in Carousel.
Yes, there was also one in Forest Chase.
Oh, my God. We'd go
in there. I saved all my Red Rooster money for it.
We'd go in there all of our white bloke clothes and come out just with the baggiest jeans and the baggiest jumpers.
Did you ever wear cross colours?
Yes, of course we did.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Oh, good on you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you. My face is so red now.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
It's all part of the fun.
Hey,
guys.
We have a mixed combi.
It's so cool.
We have a car.
It's like an original combi van, and it's been beautifully restored in all of our mixed colours, and it's hitting the streets of Perth.
Woohoo!
Except it doesn't have a name.
Mm.
No name. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to give it something cool because over the years, obviously, everyone's always known the kind of the Road Runners
Black
and the
Thunders.
Yeah, all of those kind of things. So this one needs to have something pretty catchy.
Yeah.
There's some ideas floating around.
Okay. Do we have suggestions?
Imagine you being the person who names the Mix Combi Van.
Oh, my God.
What a story to tell.
Oh. That'll be pretty cool. There's some good suggestions so far. Dion has gone with the Mix Dub. I think that's a cute because there's a bit of a reference there to the combi, you know, Volkswagen VW, you know.
Oh, yes. Good.
Matthew, the Mix Mobile. Okay.
I love it.
Ian, the Mix Master. I quite like Sylvia's gone for a combo. Mix Zombie 94.5.
That's good.
Right.
And I love Karen. Karen's gone on and gone, I think you should call it Vibes or Bert.
Vibes or Bert?
Vibes or Bert.
We'd have to get another combi and call it Ernie.
Yeah. There's been a couple of votes for Kimber's combi, but I don't think we can go with that. It's not solely my car.
You've got to stop interacting with social media, Kimber.
They're all kind of pretty straightforward, though, aren't they?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess you can see why people are trying to put Mix in it. It is a Mix car.
Where do you want to send it? Somewhere weirder?
I want to send it.
Go on.
I just want to
into
absolutely
the stratosphere.
Send it. I hadn't thought that through before I said that.
I mean, there's a couple of like, you know, Kevin, Carl, Jerry. There's a few like names that have made it in.
I like that. I like something that's just from so out of left field that it doesn't even really make sense.
I like Bert.
Bert the combi. Bert is out on the streets of Perth. Look out for Bert.
Yeah, have a look out for Bert. I mean, I don't know if people know what they're looking for, but it's cool. We've got Blueberry Crumble. That's a bit different because it is
bad.
in the blue mix colours. Yes,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, I've got one.
Go on.
Combay.
Combay.
As in B-A-E.
Combay.
It's a bit dated. Don't you know how new and hip and mick and rad mix is?
Oh, it's so hip and rad. It's ironic. That's what it is.
Combay.
Fiona in Fremantle. What do you reckon is a cool name for our new mix combi van?
Oh, I've got a good name. How about Lil Minx?
That's not bad. I love it.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's a little bit edgy. It's a little bit cute, a little bit sassy. It's a little bit rambunctious.
Oh, I like that word.
I love Lil Minx.
But what do you think about Combay?
The jury's out on that one, sorry.
The jury's left the building, to be honest with you, Fiona.
Thanks, Fiona.
Pat. Hey, Pat.
Yes, hello.
What have you got for us?
I think Mix Mop.
The mix mob.
Can be mobile, can be strong crowd, run everywhere, make trouble, or make people unpredictable thing.
Yes, includes all of us. I like that. The mix mob.
That's not bad. Jason's in Canning Vale. G'day, Jason. What name have you got for our combi?
I've got a African name for you.
Go on.
It's I don't know if you know of a warthog.
Yeah.
A warthog?
Yes. Bomba.
Yeah.
Yes. So a warthog's obviously an animal that is, you know, it's a wild pig. It runs around, it digs through things. And if you put a VW combi sort of against it, you can sort of get the idea that this car will be going in here and going in there. So I came up, I've thought of the name The Warthog.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Can I take it a step further, Jason, and we call it Pumba?
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, hang on.
Another one, and you'll probably want to call it Mufasa.
Mufasa.
If we can get it across the
line. Mixfasa.
That's our sports car, the Mufasa.
See, it's happening.
Wait a minute, Mixfasa.
Mixfasa.
All right.
Okay, Jake in Byford. Mate, what are we calling our new Mix 94.5 combi van?
The Mixtery Machine.
From Scooby-Doo.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, now Mixtery we're getting somewhere. Machine. Now we're getting somewhere.
Hey, Jake, can you give us a Scooby-Doo?
I will be
Perfect.
Nice. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
What do you got, mate?
The Mix.com-B.
Oh, Bruce.
Oh, very it's modern.
That's the Mix.com-B.
Okay.
That's good.
Hey,
I like
Michelle.
That.
Hi, guys.
What do you got?
Well, I thought of the Mix 94.5 DeLorean because you're taking the combi into the future.
I like it.
Yeah, wow.
I like that.
Mm. Jeez, these are getting
very good, very creative. Yeah.
We haven't got a creative department here at Mix, so we
certainly
don't. Getting the people of Perth to come up with it for free.
All right, so we got some suggestions there. Going to toss them all around.
These are good. Well, let's toss it around for a few days. Mm. We'll see what comes up. All of our socials are there, Instagram and Facebook, so you can throw your ideas on there. These are good.
Mm.
Yeah. I know we're the Hit Network, but maybe avoid things like Patrick's suggestion, Hitler.
Yes.
On socials, yes.
It probably won't fly as much as it gave us delight.
No, I don't think so.
I sort of just brushed over the person who said Fred because, you know, that guy doesn't work here anymore.
Boddicker's bus. Yeah. Are we ready?
Yeah, we are.
It's a great
the score
day
is
to
even.
It. Yes, it is even. Even Stevens on 11.
I want to own the Wildcats.
Do you?
Yeah.
So just quickly, because you guys hadn't heard.
No, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
It's the Wildcats are up for sale.
Wow. Okay. Mm. Now that all makes sense, what you said before.
What the going price of a successful basketball team would be. Give us
$150 bucks.
13, 10, 60. We'd love to know.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Depends if they win the championship.
See, Jack Bendat, very wealthy man, has owned it for a while. Yeah. I mean, it gives you the impression that it might be a little more expensive than we thought.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just chump change to him. Anyway, this is how the game goes, guys. And yes, ownership of the Wildcats is on offer by the end of the year.
Okay.
We've got three different bits of audio made up of montages, also things like song hooks and could be TV shows or movies or moments in time.
Hmm.
And I'm going to play you them one by one. You tell me the year that they're from. Best of three, closest to the pin wins. Are we ready?
Okay.
Do it.
Here we go. Do you have to
let it linger? Are you Annie? Yes.
You're Annie? But I'm
a creep. Oh, what a song.
Beauty. Oh, man.
Oh, man. I'm going to go 1999.
Okay.
I have no idea why.
I'm going to go 1995.
Why?
It's early. In fact, I want to say, my instinct is to say that Creep was 1993.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember performing a Cranberry song at an audition.
Really?
When I was trying to get in. Actually, the time I met your wife.
Really?
I remember singing a Cranberry song in 1995, I reckon that audition was.
And did you do Linger?
I did another one off the album.
Okay.
Off the same album.
And you met his wife?
Yeah.
I've known Matt's wife since I was 15.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the way Perth works, man. You've been Perthed.
I have been Perthed. Too many times in my life.
So I'm going to go 95 just because I think it's a safe bet, but I'm kind of edging towards 93 for Creep.
Do you know what the movie was?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Mate, 1993.
Well done.
Hey.
Which, you know, well done indeed. Look at you, Creep, Radiohead, bang, 1993. All right, let's dive into the next one.
So much street cred.
100%. Oh, what a song.
I must have rolled the skate.
Last Monday, the Dow plunged 22.6%. It's still the biggest one-day percentage loss of all time.
Love and marriage.
Oh, God. I mean, so many things to unpick there.
Hey, pig.
I don't know anything about the Dow market.
Obviously, the GFC was 2008, and it's much earlier than that. So when was the other big crash?
Well, I mean, which one? There's like a crash every sort of 10, 11 years.
And what was the first bit?
The first bit was Is This Love by Whitesnake, which is...
Oh, God. I feel like I roller skated to that at the Carousel Rollaways.
I'm going to go 1992.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've got enough to base that on.
Oh, I've got nothing.
And would we have had a game where we've just done 1993, then 92?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
But look, I'm going to go 80s. I'm going to go 89.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
92?
Yeah.
89.
Mm.
Cutting it very close. Mm. We could even split the difference, couldn't it? Jeez. Oh, my God. What is this? What is it? 87. Maddie,
okay,
making
okay.
this interesting.
Okay.
Yes, so Is This Love by Whitesnake?
Yes.
Black Monday, which ravaged Wall Street as the Dow plunged an astonishing 22.6%.
Yeah.
Crazy times. All right, let's dive into the third one.
A comedy about where babies come from. Knocked Up.
The surprise death tonight of Anna Nicole Smith, just 39 years old.
God.
Oh, man. What year are we in? 2021.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, Knocked Up. That's is that a Judd Apatow?
I think it is. Directed that film. Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Having just watched Superbad over the weekend again for the 9 millionth time.
Belter.
McLovin.
2008.
I was going to say 2010.
Okay. Mm. Is that what you're absolutely 100% locking in, the both of you?
I mean, I'm... I'm going to go 2008. Yep.
Did you do anything with my wife in that year?
Oh, God, it's down to the wire, isn't it? So you're locked in at 2010.
Yeah, but not confidently.
2008, Kimber.
Yeah.
The Way I Are by Timbaland, who around about that time was in everything, by the way. Anna Nicole Smith, billionaire J. Howard Marshall. She died.
Yeah.
And the movie Knocked Up was released in 2007.
Well played.
You now own
the Perth Wildcats.
Well, not yet. I've got to get to the end of the year.
Yeah, you still have time to come back. Okay. Mate. You could be a mogul yet. Guys, it's 2021 and Civil War, bless you.
Thank you.
Has broken out in the Corelli household.
Oh.
It really has. It's the parents, myself and Liz, who have occupied the household. We founded the land of Corelli. We planted our flag. We staked our claim. We built an empire on 600 square metres of land. And 5 years ago, we began populating that area.
Mm.
But somewhere along the way, dissension in the ranks started, and it's been slowly building.
Oh, no.
They kept it quiet for years, and we unassumingly added to their ranks over time. Oh, yes. I'm talking about the children. Now, with the third one on the way...
Have you not seen Game of Thrones?
Third one on the way? You've already got the third one.
Well, no,
I don't want to alarm you, but the baby's already at home.
Oh, no, I'm well aware. But I'm going back to just before he was born.
Yeah.
With that third one on the way, we presented the children with a treaty. Now, the borders were drawn.
Oh.
In return for the kitchen, the dining, the master bedroom, the office, and the room with the better TV... We relented our hold on two lands known now as Mila's Room and Isabella's Room and what was formerly the theatre room, which is now known as the playroom.
Mm.
But last night, war broke out. And with their weapons drawn in the form of things like Nerf guns and slime and LOL dolls, the children crossed enemy lines into the parents' stronghold and let off a veritable nuke. And started destroying the place.
Oh, no.
There is crap everywhere at our house. It's utter chaos at the moment. It's day and night. It's all-out war inside those four walls. My wife is tired. She naps where she can for minutes at a time. She grabs sleep where she can. And I do my best to support the war effort cleaning up occasionally.
Sure.
Sometimes reclaiming some of those states and territories within our own household.
That's a tough job.
Last night I got the kitchen back for about an hour. An hour.
Ooh.
Until the kids came back out and brought with them their drawing stuff and their painting stuff. And now this morning I woke up and had a look at the place and it looks like absolute crap. More chaos every single day. Any parent listening to this right now understands that you don't get any longer than an hour of cleanliness in your own house.
No, definitely
when you have
not.
Multiple kids.
So we need to make more weapons today?
We kind of do.
Need to send in Boutros Ghali or AKA Nuno and Nana to sort it out.
Or what I believed was our only hope.
What?
Oliver.
Ah.
Our young son. And as I sat there last night on the couch, as the chaos was unfolding around us, talking to him, saying to him, you're going to join our side of the war. You're going to help us. It's going to be 3-2. He looked at me and he got that look on his face and it went red and he scrunched it up and he pooed himself that terribly that it went all up his front, all up his back and around the sides as well. And all I could do was sit there and think to myself, you're a double agent.
That's his version of bombing Pearl Harbor. Now, of course, we know that things are not as they have been because of COVID. We've seen things move. The European Football Championships are on at the moment. The 2020 Euros are being played now in 2021. And, of course, the Olympic Games is due to be played, to be held in Tokyo on July the 23rd.
It blows my mind. It's still happening.
Still happening. They're not allowing any overseas visitors. Of course, the teams can go over there. But they've just announced that although they will allow 10,000 fans to the event, local Japanese people, they are not allowed. They have to wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
They are not allowed to cheer.
Why?
What, from the stands?
They are not allowed to shout or cheer, but they are allowed to be there and they're allowed to applaud.
Wow.
So
okay.
That is going to be so weird. I mean, I can't. You know, I always watch the tennis. And whenever they're telling the crowd to be quiet.
Quiet, please.
And I'm always thinking, shut up. I mean, they're at a sporting event. Of course they should be able to shout, you know.
But why is it certain sports as well? Like tennis, they're like, everyone be quiet. We really need to concentrate. Yeah. Basketball, if you go watch a Wildcats game here, there's fireworks, there's noise,
totally.
There's constant beats, there's music in the background.
And they're yelling, miss, 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 or whatever. But no, not tennis, not golf. But this is going to be so weird. I don't know what's worse. As a performer, and I've performed to like zero people many, many times, but I still think it would be better performing to zero people than performing to a full house that can't make any noise.
Yeah.
What, please?
Don't you think? I mean,
I think sports specific too, because I'm imagining like the gymnastics, they're all pretty quiet.
They probably would be, yes.
You know, there's certain ones.
But so the 100-meter sprint.
Yeah.
How eerie would it be that all these faces wearing masks are looking at you but not making any noise?
Well, they are. They're doing this.
They're just flat out
applauding.
It's for health reasons that if you shout or cheer, your the expelling of breath, potentially with COVID on it, can go further.
Mm.
So they're saying, well, okay, you can't do that. But I'm just going to.
How do you do other things, though? Like, I mean, if you're at an event like that, you're going to at some point get hungry, right? So you need to go to the kiosk and order some food. Are you going to be there going, I'll just have a meat pie, thank you.
Often at restaurants these days, you can point with a laser pointer to the picture of it.
Yeah.
To the okonomiyaki or whatever it is.
To the what?
Okonomiyaki.
Oh my God, I want that.
Bless you.
I
don't know.
Anyway, it's going to be one weird Olympic Games.
Mm, bring it on.